This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. We brought you home to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we being Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, in for an hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. The chart from Talkers Magazine for the week is September 24th to the 28th. Last full week of September 2018. The time is flying. We have lots of things. Seems like only a few moments ago, Michael, we were here talking about the issues from last week, some of which are repeated and some of which are new. So would you do the honor of going through the top 10 stories from your research and the top 10 list of the people being discussed on these news talk radio stations, an important part of the conversation of issues here in America?
Not much happened this week.
No, nothing serious.
Not much happened this
week. Let's go on. Let's talk about ice cream then.
Ice cream. Yes. Ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Okay, number 10. National Football League action, a Major League Baseball playoff push. Number 9, the Fed hikes interest rates. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war and Iran threats. Number 7, Bill Cosby was sentenced to prison. The midterm elections at number 6, the status of Rod Rosenstein at number 5. At number 4, the accusation that China has interfered with our elections. At number 3, President Donald J. Trump at the United Nations. And of course at number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, and not only a major number 1, a historic number 1, a number 1 that is up there with, I'd say, the top 10 events that I recall witnessing.
Really?
In my lifetime. Yeah. I considered,
wow.
I considered Thursday's hearings of Kavanaugh and Ford to be monumentally historic from a standpoint of contemporary history, culture, politics, gender relations, and sociology.
Expand on that, will you please?
We'll get into it. Let's save
right,
that.
Do the list of the people.
Let's finish the list. Otherwise, we're going to be off to the races, and we won't have an idea who the horse is.
We're already off to the races.
Yeah. Number 10, Clay Matthews, a little football stuff. Xi Jinping at number 9. At number 8, Hassan Rouhani. At number 7, Bill Cosby. At number 6, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. Interesting character, Beto O'Rourke. At number 5, Rod Rosenstein. Number 4, Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge. Number 3, Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. And there could be 20 other names in those number 4 to number 2 because the number 1 story was so huge. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And I think he just barely made it. I think Brett Kavanaugh actually was equal to Donald Trump, if not greater, in terms of conversation on the radio. I think that the hearings yesterday, from a standpoint of ratings and eyeballs and eardrums, captured the nation. It was intensely gripping, compelling, engaging, and emotional. It was unfortunately continuing on that line of divisiveness. The polarity is greater than ever. The divide still exists. And I do think it was a watershed moment in terms of just consciousness raising about all the movements involved. If you hate the press, it made it more intense. If you hate politics, it made it more intense. If you don't, if you're a Me Tooer, it made it more intense. You don't think so?
I don't. Well, it's not that I don't think so. This is not about you and me agreeing or disagreeing. It's about how we view things. I view the world in a different way sometimes than you and many other people. I've taken a spiritual approach to this because I think that the world that we live in is not the world I grew up in, and I'm not sure that it's a healthy world. The world, not only in America, but all around the world. We're not working toward the greater good. We're working toward individual episodic adventures of me-too-ism and me-one-up-ism and things that don't bode well for understanding that the future is always built on the past. And we're not learning from past. What did we learn?
Wait a second. What does that have to do with the importance and impact of Thursday's hearings?
Well, I don't see that it's that earth-shaking, frankly. Here's a guy who may have been compromised and a woman who had been taken advantage of. And the story continues. There are hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of these stories. And the only reason that this one, the outrage here, is that those things exist and continue to exist and are perpetrated or are accepted by judges who let guys who rape girls in college get away with it. I mean, there's a whole subset of conversation here, Michael, about the realities that have been put forth here and the whole sickness of our society. In my opinion, these people, Brett Kavanaugh or whoever it is that's on the Supreme Court, should stay below the radar. There should be somebody who's so clean, so pristine, so non-political that they go, there's a rubber stamp. Okay, this guy gets in, next. Because this guy, if he does get in, will never have really any credibility. Clarence Thomas hasn't done anything that's outstanding since been
okay. So what
91.
You're saying? What you're saying is that if you were Donald Trump or you were advising
this
him,
guy would never have gotten
time,
this far.
It's time for this guy to go.
Yep.
Simply because he's a distraction.
Yep.
Okay, that's like in sports. A guy, they say, why'd you get rid of this guy? You know, he's a good player. Well, because he's a distraction in the locker room. He creates disharmony. We can't deal with that.
Right.
All right. But without beating a dead horse here, you and I were saying two different things. You're evaluating the importance of this from a standpoint of the issues, and I'm saying this was a major deal in terms of its impact on public consciousness and its attention and how it gripped the nation.
Attention to what?
The attention that it's getting from people involved in many different aspects of the schools of thought and the issues
that all came
crashing together on Thursday.
Are they really, or are they just piling on because it seems like
Your eyes are closed. I think that the Me Too movement is a major emotional issue.
No,
women.
This is not
country.
About Me Too, and this is not from my point of view about the Me Too movement. This is about the people who are tone deaf in Washington who don't get this story.
But that we're talking about two different things. You're just saying that, you know, that your cynicism is so great.
I hope I'm not saying it like that, but go ahead.
But that's the attitude it's conveying. I'm painting with sounds so as not to have to flood you with words. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that we've got some major emotional powerful issues that all came crashing together on national television and radio.
Yeah, we are talking about two different things. I'm not disputing that at all. I think you're 100% correct.
Okay.
100% right on
Boom.
That one.
Okay, well, that's what I was saying. And you're sort of saying, it's no big deal.
No, I'm saying that we have gotten to a place that is so bankrupt and so corrupt and so distressing that we can't. This is indicative of where we are as a country. Nobody agrees on anything. And so we get stuck and get a guy like Kavanaugh, who even if he gets on the Supreme Court, he's tainted, he's tarnished, he's not, even if he was a good judge.
That's right, it shouldn't be about him anymore.
No, it should never have been about him.
Right, and right. As soon as his issue derailed, and there's a reasonable doubt that maybe he is a liar, maybe he was a drunk, maybe he was
whatever.
Right. Maybe he is out. It's too important a job for it to become about him and her.
So that's why I said what I did. I hope I may not have made it that clear. You did
I just want to make
job
that,
of summarizing it.
Yeah, I just want to point out that people will be talking about those hearings for years to come, in my opinion.
Yes,
now,
I agree with you.
You know, it's possible.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay,
I'm just saying it sucks that we're here and we're doing this to ourselves and to our country. That's what I'm saying.
We
need to clean up our act. We need to treat women with respect. We need to stop all of this stuff that's going on in our country that is so distracting and distressful. It just is. I'm a Pollyanna. I'm Mr. Rogers. I want everything to be fine and dandy, everybody to be happy, and I know that isn't what goes on, but that's what I wish
for. Well, did you catch any of it?
I did. I saw Lindsey Graham say exactly what I was thinking. If I were there, you bunch of boobs, I'm not here for this. That's what he said, and I agreed with him 100%. I looked at the pain on Ms. Ford's face. I wouldn't want to be in that position. And then as Kavanaugh started to cry and his wife put her head down when he was talking about their daughter, who the hell wants to be in that position in front of tens of millions of people getting your laundry washed?
But you got to admit, it sure was interesting.
That's compelling stuff.
Oh, man. I watched most of it on TV. I had to do a radio show on a West Coast radio station between 5 and 7 p.m. on Thursday. Mm. So I watched it all day so that I was prepared. Unfortunately, it was still going on. Lindsey Graham spoke about 20 minutes to 5 p.m. Eastern time. So I caught that, and then I had to turn it off. And I went off to the races, and I did a hell of a radio show because it was a hell of a topic.
Yeah.
On Thursday. But the point I'm making is I watched it. I put all my business aside. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for me to do because I'm a publisher of a very... high trafficked, you know, magazine. A lot of stuff goes on all day long. I'm constantly on the phone and on the computer. I put everything aside and I watched the damn thing on television. And I had to run out on an errand. I put it on the radio. I have never in years been so attached to that tube. I mean, I've seen some great soap operas and some great mini dramas and, you know, mini series and all that. There's some good TV. I haven't seen anything like this. I can't remember. It was that powerful.
It was powerful stuff. That's for sure. We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with the word. For those of you who want to change your life, I don't mean in a spiritual sense. I guess I'm more focused here on your body and your well-being. If you're eating foods that are not good, and you know the food that's good for you versus the food that isn't good for you, go to the website, getthetea.com, please, getthetea.com. Order Life Change Tea and power wash your innards. That's how, and you'll feel so much better every day, a cup of Life Change Tea. Get it at getthetea.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get it shipped free. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem. So try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, my pillow's the best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can find this list of the stories published every week at the weekend. The charts for the week of September 24th to the 28th now. In our focus, we're talking about the Kavanaugh Ford hearings, which have out in the heavy lifting, gets to be number one. Michael and I talking about our take on it with a focus on what's on the air and a focus on our own personalities and the judgments that come with them. And so it's, you know, it does dwarf everything else. There are a lot of other things that went on this week. I would imagine if you were doing any other talk radio programs that you focused in the U.N., the chuckle and the people who don't like Trump said, oh, look at, they're laughing at him. And were they really? I didn't see it that way. I'm not a Trump supporter necessarily.
I think they were laughing at him.
You think they were?
Oh, yeah, clearly. I think. But just you just touched on something that's important. Had there been no Kavanaugh or Ford hearings, yeah. I think that Trump at the U.N., the Cosby story, yeah, would be huge. Yeah. The Cosby story is amazingly important historically, socially.
All right, so give us your take on that.
Well, I mean, he has to go to prison. He has to go to prison.
He's in prison, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. What I'm saying is, people are saying, should he have gone? Should not? Could they give him a... No, they have to do something. Otherwise, it would send a very bad message in terms of justice because of the nature of the times and the Me Too movement, which, by the way, I take the Me Too movement very seriously on two levels. One, I think it's about time. It signals a change in our culture. And two, yeah, I think it's a dangerous movement. I think it's a double-edged sword. I think it's a necessary movement. And I think it's also a dangerous movement because it leads to, you know, being tried and sentenced in the court of public opinion.
Lynchings. Yeah. That's what it's a public lynching of people who maybe aren't guilty.
But that being said, I think there are many, 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 many people who are guilty.
Oh yeah, and, of course
and
there
I
are.
Think it's a, so I think it's a very big issue, and yep. I think so. But I think the sight and the thought of Bill Cosby as we envision him, he's never drugged me or raped me, so we see him a certain way. It's psychologically disturbing as hell, but it had to happen. If I were the judge, I would have given him prison very reluctantly. It was a powerful, powerful piece of news this past week, and there's a lot to it. Trump at the UN, fascinating. We get back to whether they laughed at him or laughed with him.
Yeah.
And then the China election interference, the Rod Rosenstein thing, the China-U.S. trade war. I mean, these are all huge stories that were, in the shadow of the Kavanaugh Ford hearings, which I would say is very important. A case could be made, and I think we're way past that point, that the circus that was on display on Thursday in Washington is actually a healthy thing. It shows the robust nature of our democracy and, freedom of speech and the passion and all that. But personally, I think it's way over the top and quite corrosive to our democracy.
Well,
so that's the status of all the stuff out there.
So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week was. And it wasn't Kavanaugh, and it wasn't Trump at the UN, and it wasn't Bill Cosby. There's another item in that top ten that has, because of what you said a few minutes ago, received very short shrift, mm-hmm. little attention, and yet it is probably far more important to all of us in a collective sense than anything else that went on this week. Plus, Geraldo Rivera. Remember Geraldo Rivera? Ah, let's find out what he's up to. Obviously, it's something to do with talk, because we wouldn't be talking about it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show if it didn't. We continue. It's 28 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. After an incredibly tense day on Capitol Hill, Judiciary Committee member Senator Ben Sasse saying this whole nomination process for Judge Brett Kavanaugh has tainted the reputation of the Senate and become an embarrassment. He says Senator Feinstein should take responsibility for the damages he believes she caused.
We had a whole bunch of allegations that could have been handled in a way that could have done something to restore public trust, and we didn't do any of that stuff. Instead, we did this kind of freak show circus.
President Trump has agreed to request the FBI to reopen its background check into his nomination. And Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate is moving forward on the nomination, but additional votes are on hold for up to a week. The State Department is closing the U.S. consular outpost in the southern Iraq city of Basra and evacuating its diplomatic staff following a series of threats and indirect fire officials are blaming on militias backed by neighboring Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Magazine is the focus here. Overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That is our job. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So he's here. He goes through the stories with us every week. And the people on the list, there are a lot of things going on in our country. I said I would just, in a teasing way, tell you what I thought the number one story. Not number one. That's not a fair...
What you think is the most important story, as opposed to...
This is what affects me.
I'm glad you say that, because this is not based on importance. It's based on the amount of conversation.
Exactly. Okay. Right. And it's not about me. It's about the survey of hundreds of radio stations around the country.
Right.
But just in terms of juxtaposition for the way that my life works...
So this is Doug's deposition.
This is Doug's feelings about an issue that you point out is important this week. Number nine on the story list was the Fed hiking interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, it was interesting how Trump, the last time the rates went up, kind of did his usual throw it against the wall and see what sticks, to see if he can interfere with the possibility. When you look back at the record since World War II, every time these rates have been hiked, they always go one or two steps too far so that it slows down housing, It slows down the automobile industry. It slows down pretty much every industry. Layoffs occur. The unemployment rate goes up. Our realities of what we can do purchasing-wise, our purchasing power goes into the bucket, and it literally ruins lives. So the and why it is that we can't look back, one of the things that you were saying about the Kavanaugh thing, looking back in terms of historical perspective, it will have a major impact on us and what we feel about ourselves as Americans. The interest rate hikes also have the potential to do the same thing. It happened in 2008. It happened in 2002. It happens about every 6 to 8 years. And it just is the same thing. We do the same thing. What's the old expression? How silly is it that you think repeating the same thing over and over again is going to have a different consequence?
Well, maybe if they don't hike the rates, though, it could heat up the economy and create bubbles and bursts and inflation.
Inflation is created by interest rates going up. So inflation doesn't
happen. Inflation can happen from interest rates going down.
Well, I think that the chance of that happening is less, isn't it?
Look, first of all, I'm not an economist, nor are you, and nor is anybody. Nor is anybody. I mean, if economists really knew what they were talking about, they wouldn't be telling you why it happened yesterday. They would tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Usually
right.
The people that tell you what are happening tomorrow are con men who are
people
selling
are trying to sell you a book.
Sell
oh,
you
look at I
yeah,
predicted
based,
this would happen.
Based on fear.
The
economy is even more complicated than meteorology. We're better at predicting the weather than we are at predicting the economy. But interest rates are funny. First of all, I agree with you. That's the story of the week in terms of something that'll stick and be important next week and the week after. What the Fed does with interest rates is extremely important to our economy and to our individual lives. And there's no question when interest rates go up, money is harder to get. Money is harder to get, housing slows down, business startups slow down, business expansion slows down because people can't get their hands on money. But when money is easy to get, the cost of houses goes up, the cost of buying a business, the cost of commodities goes up, and prices go up. So this is a very delicate balance that the Fed has to walk, and it often does it incompetently or with political motivation. But just throwing that out there. One good thing about interest rates going up, if I may say, is anybody out there who's old-fashioned and believes in a penny saved is a penny earned, and they have a bank account, you're going to get a better return on what have been pitifully
awful.
Low interest rates on safe investments.
Well, the conservative among us, and when it comes to really understanding what the word conservative means to save. And it's either saving money or protecting money, that sort of thing. And when you get right down to the brass tacks here, people who are very concerned, you might be able to find a 5-point or a 6-point, maybe even an 8-point investment that is pretty secure, not easily done, but certainly it wouldn't be the same as look at some of these stock investments. And that's why you need to balance things out a little bit is if you have a 401k or some kind of portfolio. Right now, the fastest growing stock category is marijuana. If you look at the gains that have been made in some of those stocks, there's a Canadian company that went public in July. The stock is worth 700 times more now than it was when it went on the street at $17 in July.
Mm. The problem with marijuana is it's such a murky industry that it's ripe with opportunities to lose your shirt with con men and
because
scams.
Of the money that's in it. There are a lot of people that are in it that are, you're right, they're con men, there are crooks, there are all kinds of people looking to make a quick score, but there also are legitimate sides to it.
And
any other business, I guess. We've seen people in the radio business make a lot of money on the stock that they've had.
Well, the radio industry is in the trouble it's in today in terms of most of the major corporations either going into, being in, or just crawling out of bankruptcy is because money was easy to get, low interest rates. Wall Street and the banks loved radio and would throw money at anybody that would buy a bunch of radio stations. And they bought, and the prices went up, as I said before.
It actually started with a government, the government involvement in the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which was rammed through by Congressman Markey of Massachusetts, was then the chairman of the subcommittee that oversaw telecommunications. And what it did was allow any company to buy as many radio stations as they wanted, and thus the setup at that moment was for the demise. It had to happen.
Okay. I want to ask our listeners a question, and I don't want it to be calling or anything. This is just for you to ruminate on as you're listening to this conversation. We just spent the last 5 minutes talking about interest rates, bank accounts, cost of businesses, housing, and inflation.
Yes.
Before that, we talked about sex, he said, she said, the political divide, anger, hatred, and Trump. Which did you find more interesting?
Oh, the Trump stuff. Oh, and the Kavanaugh, of course, is juicier. That's it. You know, and that gets down to the heart of rock and roll here.
Why I asked the question.
The heart of rock and roll is we're not here to predicate or to tell you what to think. We're telling you what we think. You think what you want to think. This is just an indicator, and more people thought about Kavanaugh and Ford, and more people thought about that whole scenario than anything else. Michael's right about that. It became the national obsession.
Right.
It's like a soap opera.
But all the while, as you pointed out, people's bank accounts are changing this week.
Yeah. Hello.
And it's like, well, who cares? Was she telling the truth?
Do you think she was attractive? Was she cute? Good-looking? Was she a good-looking woman? All that stuff. Let's spend a minute on Geraldo Rivera as we talk on this program about not only the issues but the people who are performing on the great news talk radio stations, and certainly in Cleveland, WTAM is
big station.
Yeah. And Geraldo apparently is living in Cleveland now, so he decided he wanted to. I mean, he's still doing all that stuff on Fox, right?
I applaud him. Yes, I applaud Geraldo for taking a show. Geraldo, for folks wondering, what's this? Geraldo Rivera has taken on a show in Cleveland. He's doing Geraldo in Cleveland. It's a 1 hour day show.
Talk show.
A talk show.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think about it, he's a national icon. He's a legendary figure. He's a national star. Whether you like him or not is irrelevant. He's a big star. He's a big player.
He's
going to do a show on a local radio station. I applaud that. First of all, if you're going to live in Cleveland, that ain't chopped liver. You know, it ain't chopped liver. Local radio on that station, that you become a player there.
Yeah, right.
So I applaud
good stuff
it.
On
I think,
that station.
Yeah, I think
guy
it's
in the afternoon named Mike Trevisano.
Yeah,
I think he was a cab driver or something. I don't know. He came from labor. But he's a very guttural, but man, does he have his fingers on the pulse. And he's very entertaining. Back to what were you asking earlier about? What was more interesting, the Kavanaugh thing or talking about my bank account?
Right.
And so the same is true. And Trevisano has a wonderful way of getting to the guttural side of things very quickly. He's one of those very interesting, quirky. I don't know if you agree with me or not, Michael.
I think he's great. I don't live in Cleveland, so I don't listen to the station as a local, but I am obviously aware of it because that's my job, and he's one of the great talk show hosts. And thank goodness that we have major talented people who are intrinsically connected to the communities in that thing we call local radio.
Yeah.
We need more local talk radio. We need more local newspapers. Because if there aren't watchdogs out there taking a look at what's going on in the city council and the local governments.
Well, it's
business,
not like you would think that would happen in Cleveland. In New York City and Los Angeles, where there are a lot of famous people doing television and radio or television movie, whatever it is, actors, you're not as surprised to hear one of them show up with a talk show on one of the big stations in those two cities. But in Cleveland, it's not exactly what you would expect. I think that's kind of...
Well, you don't expect Geraldo Rivera to be doing a show that's not syndicated.
Yeah, right. He did
that's
one
what we're talking about.
On WABC for, I don't know, how many years was that show?
He was there for a while. It didn't work out, actually.
No, well...
He left WABC.
Yeah, I know he did.
And it's a murky story as to how.
It does, right. Like so many other stories from the Naked City. All right, 46 past the hour. Let me help you get a good night's sleep. If you love the MyPillow that you have and you wondered, what else can I get from MyPillow? I'll tell you, a lot of great things there that they have. Anything that has anything to do with sleep, they are the best. And the prices are fabulous. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases. For example, the Giza Elegant Pillows from MyPillow. You can now save $50 or more per pillow when you go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV. Premium Plus pillows, save 55% on those. Look at what you really want. Study what's there. Then use the promo code DJV for whatever you want. You'll find fabulous bargains, fabulous opportunities for you to get a great night's rest. That's what you want. If you're constantly restless while you're in bed, fix the problem. Go to MyPillow.com. Order their pillows made with 100% cotton. They're machine washable and dryable. They'll conform to your every need in bed. Made in the USA. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. Wow. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get those pillows.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep, nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and the official list here, the chart in terms of the top 10 stories for this week, the last week of September, starting at number 10, which is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the action on the NFL side and the playoffs beginning in Major League Baseball, that sort of stuff. Number 9, the Fed hiking interest rates, very important to all of us. China trade talks, or the war that's ignited between the U.S. and China. At number 8, Bill Cosby's sentencing is number 7. Focus on midterm elections, number 6. The status of the Attorney General's Lieutenant Rod Rosenstein, Assistant Attorney General, he is. China election interference, aha, number 4. Trump and his appearance at the U.N. was number 3. The investigation into what went on in the election with the Russians and the Trumpster. Number 1, Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings. That's it. All right, one of the other things that Michael does as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine puts his experience to work. Every week, the Michael Harrison interview. You can find out what the context is at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You have interviewed an important New York City morning radio personality. I think interesting to see where he comes from, Michael.
Michael Riedel is his name. It's news and talk, and he is a legendary critic of Broadway from the New York Post, formerly the New York Daily News, and he had a long-running show on public broadcasting on PBS called Theater Talk, and he does a morning show with Len Berman on WOR about news and talk and left and right. He's an Eisenhower conservative. conservative. Len Berman is a former sports talker who gets into politics from the left. And he's a brilliant guy, and it's one of my favorite podcasts. People could hear it. If you like Broadway theater and you like politics, it all comes together, and it's at mhinterview.com.
Yep, MH.
Right.
Harrison, obviously, MH Interview. You can find it at talkers.com, too, but you can go directly to it, directly to go at mhinterview.com. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who are fascinated. Berman was a sports guy in Boston before he went to New York, and he had a great reputation here. He's very thoughtful. He's got a good mind, and it's good radio. And that's, hello, that's why we're here, all about good radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, at 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who comes in with legal expertise to talk about the legal impact of some of these stories on the countdown list. He's a law professor as well, leading expert on scams and identity theft. Just as an aside for a second, there have been a lot of people talking this week about these phone calls and the government getting in on fining some, I guess there were a couple of people that paid tens of millions of dollars in fines. And I think to myself, as we talk about the impracticality of it, is there that much? There are going to be these people come up with all these devious ways of extracting your money from you. There has to be a lot of money. These are $80 and $90 million fines.
It is incredible how many scams can be done over the phone in particular and people falling for them. And that's why one of the best things you can do is just to get one of these services that will screen particularly the robocalls so that you don't even pick them up. And we have one, and it's so many calls we'll get a day that will just immediately get knocked off. So it's, you know, unfortunately punishing these guys. Once you catch one, or you stop a particular scam, they just start up again.
Something else.
Sending them out through the computer.
Yeah. We get rid of one. Next.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, right. It is a black hole. All right, speaking of black holes, a lot of attention. Most of the air was sucked out of the room by the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings, who's right, who's wrong, legal and otherwise. There have been a lot of philosophical conversations about this, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, the law here, Kavanaugh is supposed to be a lawyer, he's supposed to uphold a lawyer. I saw somewhere the bar wants, the Bar Association wants a delay on the vote because they want the FBI to investigate the accusations against Kavanaugh before the vote takes place.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of, and I think that's legitimate. And, you know, the American Bar Association had endorsed Judge Kavanaugh, and he was very quick to proclaim that, you know, the American Bar Association is a tremendous organization and they should be, their opinion is important. So when they endorsed him, that was good, but he's been silent as far as the investigation. And the thing here is they both testified well. And there is no rush, and there is no reason why we can't have an FBI investigation. They, you know, this was not looked into before. Give the people who do investigations a chance to do it. I am distressed how partisan the bickering has been over this. There's no reason they can't just do it right. Have the investigation. Based on that, they can the legislators can make their decision.
Well, one of the Democrats asked Kavanaugh whether he thought the FBI should come back in. Do you want the FBI? I think that's how it was phrased.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
want the FBI to come back in and investigate this further? I don't know. Did he ever come up with an answer, Kavanaugh?
No. As a matter of fact, quite specifically, and, you know, he's an intelligent judge,
yeah.
and he knew there was nothing he could say that would derail that wouldn't come out looking bad. He never answered the question. That I found telling. And I also find, you know, why if he, you know, proclaiming his innocence so much, invite the FBI to investigate and come back and say there's nothing. So I'm of a mind, I don't know why he doesn't want that investigation.
Yep. All right, other items, Rod Rosenstein. I don't even begin to understand what's going on. Trump doesn't seem to want to fire him. He's going to have a meeting with him. He talks to him on the phone. You're doing bad stuff. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, you know, you can never tell. You know, the president changes positions often. It comes down to if indeed New York Times story is accurate, then Rosenstein did consider the president unfit and wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment. Then sure, if I were the president, I think any president would want that person to be fired. But it's going to be a political problem if he does.
All right, Bill Cosby goes to jail. Expected, right move, right sentence? What do you think?
Yeah, he had to go to jail. No question about it. I don't think, you know, he's going to serve even the 3 years they're talking about, probably a year, but it was the right sentence.
Mm-hmm. And now the civil actions, will he lose all of his money? These people sue him and get $1,000,000, $2,000,000, $4,000,000, or $5,000,000, however much they can get out of him?
You know, they may get some money with the defamation, but some of the other suits, time has passed.
Yeah. All right. There it is. A legal overview of some of the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine, courtesy of lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.